calling hell home to all your devilish desires. My name is... Please be advised that this is a recorded line, and your call may be monitored for quality assurance. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I'm calling in to report a wrong, delivery, I guess.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. I'll be more than happy to help correct that. Can you please explain the nature of your issue?
Well, after looking at the catalog, I've been trying to summon one of your grandiose monster models, the demonic entity that spits acid.
Ah, yes. The... A fine choice, sir.
Yeah, well, it's not what I got, and the priest I called can't seem to send her back on his own.
I do apologize for that. Can you tell me what you received?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's a... Grandma demon
thing? Would you like
thing?
A lemon wedge for
happens
the
all the time. Grandiose monster, grandmother. The incantations for both are very close. Has she told you her name?
She just keeps telling me to call her Gam Gam. She set the soap on fire. The flames are floral pattern, if that's any help.
Yes, all of our grandmas come with a specialty print hellfire. The kitten one is especially cute.
She's baking cookies in it.
Uh-huh.
That's not what I wanted.
I misplaced
my She sounds sweet.
Oh, there they are. Oh, silly bee. Punch them into the father's chest.
The priest is dead.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
Look, I'd really like to return her and get what I sacrificed for.
Of course, sir. Allow me a moment to look up your order.
Would you prefer a hat or scarf, dear?
Hey, stop trying to knit with his intestines. You're making a mess.
Oh, goodness me. So I am.
All right, sir. I've pulled up your order, and it appears you sacrificed your neighbor's dog.
Yeah, I used the black candles. I had witch hazel. I drew the summoning circle in blood. I followed every step.
Ooh, I'm sorry, sir. But for the level of entity you wanted, a dog doesn't suffice per the starred footnote at the bottom of the page. They're too pure.
But it was a chihuahua. That shouldn't count.
Actually, chihuahuas make lovely pets. My roommate has one, and she is just the sweetest, most snuggliest.
You have a chihuahua. In hell. Isn't that enough to tell you where they stand? You can't beat the fire out with the priest.
I'm sorry, sir, but per our policy, I can't exchange your current model for the one you wanted. It would be an upgrade and...
I'll pay the extra cost. Whatever. The neighbors have a cat, too.
For what you want, we're looking at least a child.
A whole child? For one small acid-spitting demon?
It is a deluxe model, sir.
Nah, that's ridiculous. It's not like I'm trying to get one that's going to be possessing people or anything. I just wanted to melt a few faces.
We only keep a limited number in stock.
Can you at least take this one back then? It's not what I wanted at all, and now I have to dispose of a body. Stop stuffing the cookies in the priest's chest cavity. There's a trash bin in the kitchen.
I'm sorry, sir, but you have to dispel her from the mortal realm, as she was rightfully summoned.
This is ridiculous. I wanted a totally different demon.
I understand, sir, and I'm very sorry for your frustration, but you did receive what you ordered.
Can you please tell me how to get rid of her? She's currently trying to cram the entire priest into the garbage can.
Oh, dear.
That's too small. He's not going to fit.
You'd be surprised what a human body can be folded into. Sorry, that's besides the point. You'll need another priest, sir.
Another one? I already had to pay that guy to come, and he was useless. Why can't you just open a portal and suck her back into hell?
It's against policy, sir. Here's what I can do. I'll open a ticket with our Infernal Affairs Department and have someone reach out to you.
How long would that take?
4 to 6 weeks.
A month? What am I supposed to do with her for a month?
I hear confining demons to beds by their wrists and ankles is a popular option.
Listen. I know you're trying to do your job, but do you have a supervisor I could talk to?
Of course, sir. May I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
If he didn't fit in the garbage, what makes you think you'll get him down to disposal?
Hello? I was waiting for a supervisor. Okay, I'll figure it out on my own. Thanks.
I hate this job.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.